At every Mass, the priest celebrant says or sings three prayers at hinge moments of the sacred liturgy. At the conclusion of the introductory rites comes the collect, the opening prayer through which the character of that day's celebration finds expression. At the end of the offertory rite comes the prayer over the offerings, which concludes the preparation of the gifts and points to the Eucharistic sacrifice then beginning. And after the people have received the Most Blessed Sacrament comes the prayer after communion, which asks for the fruits of the mystery just celebrated to be found in our lives beyond the church's worship. These three prayers, or orations, change each Sunday and are unique on every solemnity and feast and on many of the saints' days, as well as on the weekdays of Advent and Lent. Because these orations are so brief, it requires some effort on our part to attend to their meaning and understand that for which we pray. And this morning, I want to look with you at one of this Sunday's three orations, the prayer over the gifts. In just a few minutes, at the end of the offertory rite, I will sing these words. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants, and make it holy as you blessed the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all. Let's look a little more closely at this beautiful prayer. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice, this of course refers to the suffering and death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And note that in praying, O God, we are in fact speaking to God the Father. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law. Here we have reference to all the types and figures of Christ in Israel. Think of Abraham's tithe, of Melchizedek offering a sacrifice of bread and wine, of Isaac bound to the wood, of the Paschal lamb slaughtered to liberate the children of Israel, and of the bread of angels which fed them in their journey. Then the prayer continues. Accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants. We are those servants. And what we offer are the bread and wine brought forward from the congregation as symbols of everything we sacrifice for God and for others as acts of worship and praise. Accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you blessed the gifts of Abel. Here we return to types and figures. Abel, one of the sons of Adam and Eve, was a shepherd and offered to God the best firstling of his flock, the unblemished lamb, as an expression of sorrow for sin, a desire to be made pure, and a sign of gratitude for all the blessings of life. And note that although we offer the sacrifice, only God can sanctify what our hearts offer in generosity. Accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you blessed the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all. God then makes the sacrifice holy, but what is offered comes from us, from each of us, and what we give is offered, as the prayer puts it, to the honor of God's majesty. Now here surely are categories nearly unintelligible to people of our time, honor and majesty. And yet to be a Christian and to participate in the perfect sacrifice of Christ, we must offer our gifts to the honor of God's majesty. And this in turn demands that we live honorable lives as faithful servants of the divine majesty, or at least that we strive to do so. And what is at stake in all of this? Well, what's at stake is the salvation of the world. So what does each offer to the honor of God's majesty? Worship, adoration, praise, the first fruits of our labor, the gifts given to each of us for the benefit of others, contrition, that is sorrow for our sins against the honor of God's majesty. And we offer witness to the truth of the gospel and the perfect sacrifice of Christ. Make this sacrifice holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all. Now we see how densely packed with meaning is this little prayer over the offerings. And such is true of all three orations at every Mass. That is why we should be attentive to the noble words of these orations, prayed aloud by the priest celebrant, but spoken on behalf of all who come to offer themselves as a pleasing sacrifice in spiritual worship. And remember, too, the words that conclude the preparation of the gifts at the altar and point to this prayer over the offerings. At each Mass, the priest exhorts the people, "Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father." And the people reply, "May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good, and the good of all his holy church." Finally, the completion of our participation in Christ's one perfect sacrifice is receiving his body and blood in the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. But please note that praying all of these majestic words in no way requires one to be able to receive Holy Communion. Someone who, for whatever reason, cannot receive the Most Blessed Sacrament during the communion rite may still enter into the worship of God in spirit and truth and offer a holy sacrifice that benefits the salvation of all. In fact, one who cannot receive the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion may be even more aware than the casual communicant of the power and dignity of these words and of the adoration of God given by the gift of our whole lives. And such awareness may strengthen the desire to sacrifice whatever must be sacrificed for that person to be restored to full communion with Christ and his church, precisely in order to receive the Most Holy Eucharist. But whether that be possible or not, it is always possible to offer one's life in Christ as a pleasing sacrifice to God in just the way our prayer over the offerings describes today. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all. Through Christ our Lord.